Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions on random subjects, interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read that we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Jami.
This is Anna.
And joining us here for this episode is Derek from the Geekdom Fancast. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Yeah.
Okay, I came out of nowhere.
We're doing voices now, guys.
Apparently, we're doing voices.
Where's Batman?
I'll leave the Batman to Albert.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we just did the recording for the Summer Movie Wager, listeners. If you didn't skip that episode, it's currently out and available. You can listen to that. But for this episode, we are going to do our regular stuff. Derek, do you happen to have a topic that you'd like to talk about by some chance?
If you want to go to the rest of the group, I could probably come up with one.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just thought maybe just in case you do.
I probably would, but you just threw it at me.
Don't worry, I'll edit this out. Mm-hmm. Jaming, Anna, do you have a topic you want to talk about here? Or you want to save it for the next episode?
Oh well, I mean, I guess it's a conversation topic. So, it's a question.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So it's today. I was working at the donut shop. And someone asked for a Gatorade, and I was like, what color would you like? And she was like, oh, I want the red one. But then I was like, wait, like, there's probably, like, a half a population that says color, and the other half that says the flavor. Are you color or flavor kind of people?
I say color.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Boom. I would say color just because it's easier for people. If you tell them the flavor, they might not know. They're not going to want to take the time to read, or they still might get it wrong. If you just tell them the color, it's easier for them to find it.
Yeah.
This coming from a guy that works at a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's true. But then there's two different blues, remember? There's two blues. One's lighter than the other.
Well, yeah, there's the frost one, and then there's the Glacier. Blue raspberry or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm actually more on
then the... Then you go blue, light blue.
I'm actually more on the flavor side. If anything else, yeah. I would go like, what's the blue one? And then tell me what the blue one is. You go, oh, okay, not that one. And then I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
Every interaction I've had with my nephew, it's like, hey, which flavor do you want? He'll just say, oh, the white one. The red one.
Why not the black?
Hey, the white one's really good, actually. The frost one, that one's great.
Yeah, the Arctic one?
Yeah, that's his go-to. That's everybody's go-to. But yeah.
I'm with him on that one.
Yeah. Then there's that cucumber lime one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Anna, don't you like the Pepino one?
Oh, I do love that one. Yep, that is my drug.
That one sells so insane.
That cucumber one is pretty good, actually. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's my one.
I don't really drink a lot of Gatorade, so.
Well, I don't drink it anymore because it's full of sugar, but when I used to drink it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I drink it every once in a while, but.
Well,
yeah.
No, like, if it's summer and it's 100 degrees out, oh, I will chug it because you're already sweating it out, so it doesn't matter. But, like, you know, in winter, I'm not drinking it. But it has to be the whole thing. If you're sweating a lot and, like, you're recycling all that sugar out of your body, then I don't mind. But I'm not going to sit on the couch and have a Gatorade.
That's fair.
Well, I'm old, remember?
Yeah.
Well, I'm old too. I gotta watch my sugar intake. So, yeah, that's fair. I should do that.
Okay. That's it. We're done.
Yeah. Apparently.
Not a good not a good podcast episode, guys. No, okay.
I think we did it, guys.
I was letting Anna have her tangent or her explanation. I just want to say because she said donut shop apple burritos. So good.
Hey, maybe we can actually do like a short episode for change. It's the 764th episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 4:29 p.m., April 27th, 2024, here in, I'll go with San Diego, California. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
Now, I'm going to do a little bit different than I usually do every month. Instead of doing the month recap at the end, what's up with the month of April? And I'll just go with that. All right, so let's go over some of the news topics that happened in April that we didn't go over and some that we kind of did already. Real quick, the satellite shower. Do you guys remember that thing happened?
The what shower?
The satellite was falling from the sky.
I was thinking of a different shower.
You guys know that thing happened in April?
Nope, missed it.
Missed it.
Yeah, there was a lot of like posts online about like, what's that? Like, where? Okay, anyways.
I just heard about the damn eclipse for a week.
Mm-hmm. The total eclipse, that's the thing that happened. I mean, I think we're kind of
total eclipse of your heart.
Yeah, hey. I still don't care. And
wow,
Funimation And for anime fans out there, Funimation officially closed, was merged with Crunchyroll, and a lot of hubbub there in the anime community because of the anime that are not transferred over to Crunchyroll. So they're forever gone now in the digital realm, unless you have like the VHS or the DVD of them. So for now. 99 cent stores closing here in California. Anna, you are a big proponent of the Dollar Trees and whatnot. Do you go to the 99 cent stores?
I stopped going to the 99 cent store when things started costing like $20 there. And it was so hard to find 99 cent stuff anywhere. But I was huge. I was all about it. And then, you know, obviously it got way too convoluted and the prices kept going up, and it's like I might as well just go to Dollar Tree or Walmart or Target and just buy it there.
Can I recommend the Japanese store? I think it's called Daiso.
Daiso Japan.
That's a really good alternative to Dollar Tree and 99 cent stores over there.
Agreed.
It's not quite 99 cent store, but the quality is excellent for what you pay for, and also they don't have food. That's another thing that separates it, but I recommend that.
Say it again. Spell it.
Daiso. It's Derek, we have one really close by.
Daiso?
Correct.
Is that what it is?
Daiso Japan.
Yeah,
I agree. I go out of all the Dollar Trees, 99 cents, so I go to Daiso Japan. So
But it wasn't a big loss for me. I go to Dollar Tree and Daiso. Those are the two I go to.
I think naming a store 99 cents for like I don't know how many years is kind of like you're putting yourself in a spot.
Yeah,
because you know inflation does exist. So eventually,
it worked for a long time though.
Yeah, well, see, Dollar Tree at least that name has an out. Well, $10 is still dollar.
Yeah, three. It's still somewhere on the tree. It's on the tree somewhere.
Exactly.
Is it on the dollar side? Is it on the $10 side?
But say 99 cents really puts you on the spot. So
Well, no, the comment we're missing is Anna actually went to when they're having their clothing sale, and she said it was bonkers.
I didn't even go in. The parking lot was so full, and I'd never seen it so full that I was like, nah. And then I'm on the Facebook groups, and all of them are saying that they're jacking up the prices, so it's not even worth it to go for like the closeout sales.
Okay.
So it is what it is. Someone had said that they were going to try to save it. A lot of people pointed out that when it was a family-owned business, and when it sold to a big corporation, that's when the quality and everything went down. So I don't know. I'm bummed out. It is an end of an era. It was a place where I could, you know, get my crafts and stuff, and now it's like, well, Temu.
One of the best uses I had for them was they were great for Christmas for gift bags, because you would go to Target, Walmart, they'd be all sold out. You go to 99 cent store, there's tons of them.
I'm gonna miss that.
I think the last time I went to one of those stores was for a gift wrap package or whatever.
Yeah, they'd always have ton left over.
They hook it up.
Another big news in April was the New York 4.8 earthquake. It's good that we have a New York correspondent here. Ruti.
Take it away. Your turn to shine.
And do you guys watch Hot Ones on YouTube?
Yes.
Conan O'Brien was on it, and apparently viral hit. I actually didn't see.
It was incredible.
It was that good. Okay.
It was incredible.
Anna, Derek, did you guys watch that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Conan O'Brien first off, do you know what Hot Ones is?
No.
Hot Ones is a YouTube channel where essentially they get like a famous celebrity or guests eat like hot food or drink sauce, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, was that the one Sydney Sweeney did?
Yeah. I believe she was on that one too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the name of that was. I just saw like a lot of posts when she did, but I didn't get what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, a big deal that happened in April that I have yet to watch, but.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great episode. It's very funny.
Conan O'Brien knew the assignment when he went on the show.
Weekly or monthly or what?
It's weekly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that they go on as far as the promotion cycle. It's all part of the promotion cycle when you have a project and stuff. And Conan O'Brien went to promote his travel show, Conan O'Brien Must Go, which by the way, is very good. If you're a fan of Conan O'Brien and you miss like the Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, you know, on site or, you know, talking to people, those kind of humor, you should watch that show. It's something that the current late night people don't do, you know, the man on the street type of thing. But if you miss that comedy, if you're a fan of it, like I was in the 90s, it's a good show. Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're done with John Ming's recommendation.
There you go. We did it, guys. We finished it. We don't need to say anything more.
What other highlight that came highlight? It's high. Anyways, yeah, damn. Anyways, for the first time ever, a movie trailer was shown in space. It was debuted in space. They essentially put up like an iPad or something in a hot air balloon or balloon, and they flew it up to space. And then as soon as he went past the atmosphere, they played it. And how did you watch that? Well, they also had another balloon next to it shooting that video premiering in space.
Wow.
So this is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So if you watch it on YouTube, you're essentially watching a camera pointing at a tablet in space. Face
as it's, I'm sorry, is this a highlight of April?
It's one of the things that happened in April. Like, it's a first, you know, a movie debuts its trailer in space.
Yeah. I think Anna's dogs eating their treats was more of a highlight. Yeah.
Would you guess? Yeah. Would you want to guess what movie they're promoting?
Fall Guy.
What? It's gotta be space related. I have no idea. Is it a movie that we picked in a summer movie draft?
It's not coming out in the summer.
Oh, there you go. I have no idea.
Anna, do you have a guess?
The only space movie that when I was doing research I heard was Project Artemis. So, but that's not. Nah, I don't know. Despicable Me 4.
Transformers 1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you guys watch the trailer for that?
Yes, no. I did, actually.
It looks good.
Doesn't look very good.
Oh, it looks good. I like it.
Yay. Okay.
Animation doesn't look very slick. It doesn't look very. It's not what I'm looking for in Transformers.
Come on, Megatron, Optimus Prime, Buddy Buddy before the war.
Kind of thing. I don't think
with the Dinobots movie. Yeah.
I don't think we're in a demographic for that movie yet. I think it's a kid's movie. It looks like.
I still like Transformers.
I you know what I stand by and what I will go to and what I want to see happen is I forgot his name. Who's the guy that directed Bumblebee?
That guy. Yes. Oh,
yeah. I know. Huh? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know his name, but yeah.
Oh, you don't know his name? Oh, okay. Well, anyways, the first 15 minutes of that movie was everything I wanted from a Transformers movie. If that guy directs a Transformers movie, I am in, like, both feet, both hands. I will jump cannonball it in.
His last name is Knight something, I think.
That first 15 minutes was incredible.
Well, based on the market right now, that's never going to happen. That must have been such an expensive thing.
I'm just saying, that's the Transformers movie I want.
Yeah.
that first opening scene just blew my mind.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I mean,
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I would love to see
in the couple of Transformers that's followed that one, it just seems to me it's getting more and more silly to have humans in these movies and stuff like that. Just have the robots talk to each other and fight each other. It's fine. But apparently that's not going to happen. They're going to fight the G.I. Joes next time. So, yeah.
Well, you know, they're going to fight and then they're going to team up, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The usual stuff. Yeah, the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm. What else happened in April?
Taylor Swift, once again. Taylor, she broke Spotify records, most streamed.
Mm-hmm. Let's blah, stop blah, giving blah, her any blah, type blah, of
blah, yeah. blah, she blah, doesn't blah. Need the promotions of it. She's, no, she's newly, actually, the Taylor Swift news, I think it was released this April, the Forbes billionaire list. I think she joined this time around. I think she became a billionaire this time.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First billionaire based on just art and entertainment, I think. Something like that?
Sure.
Yeah. Spice Girls, quote unquote, reunited. They were in a birthday. Birthday party for which one?
Victoria.
Posh. Yeah, for Victoria Spice, or Victoria Beckham, and I guess they did a song together and they did the whole dance number and all that stuff. So in a way,
no, they sung along to something that was already playing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah. I love that they're still friends, you know. And
yeah, because I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, just that.
Yeah, I thought Posh was out because my understanding was the other girls have been wanting to go on tour, you know, get that nostalgia money and stuff like that. And Posh is the one that's always said no, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
she doesn't need the money and stuff. She doesn't need the hassle and stuff like that.
That's the thing,
I'm glad they still go along.
I don't think but the thing is I never heard her say anything like animosity towards them. I think she just wasn't interested in doing it.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was like a scheduling conflict kind of thing or something.
No,
like
but
that.
She has like what, three kids? I think she just doesn't want to do it.
She has the fashion line, the makeup line. She's kind of like out of that, and she never really was like that big performer kind of person. She did get back for that one reunion, but like, and I think it's when the kids were really, really young. But
yeah,
now it's like she's older, she's kind of like done with that chapter, and that's why she's, yeah, like you said, she's never had it said it in a bad way. She just kind of like, hey, I have bigger things, I have different things I'm focusing on, like my last night and stuff. So just taking that away, where she's kind of built up that momentum, and the fashion line, it hasn't been as profitable as people think, but she does make really good products, so it's kind of just that build. She just can't step away from it.
Didn't the Spice Girls do a reunion tour without Posh Spice? It was just the four of them?
Well, no. Well, no. Yeah, they did, but see, the thing is they did actually two reunions. She did one with them, but then Jerry didn't do it. And then after that, Jerry did it, but then Posh didn't do it. So they've never done I don't think they've ever done a full member reunion tour.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it sounds like a group chat where you're trying to meet up with your friends of groups, and like your group of friends, and you can't because you all have conflicting schedules. So it's very on point for like them trying to get their schedules together. So I get it.
Okay. All right. Tram Collision at Universal Studios Hollywood. That happened recently. Mm-hmm. A dozen people, 15 people were injured.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
Something about like a malfunction in the tram, and then in the last car hit a rail, and I guess it flipped over. Oh, something like that.
Yeah. I read this when I was in Singapore. Yeah. I think there was 15 injuries. One of them was actually pretty bad. I don't know what the status of that person is, but I think there's 14 minor ones, but one guy hit really bad.
I don't know the details regarding it. All I know is that it hit a rail, people were hurt, blah, blah, blah.
So even in your recap, you still just read the headlines, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Professional.
It's the way I roll. Maybe Anna can fill in on this next topic here. What is this whole thing about Swifties versus Kim Kardashian?
I am not a Swiftie or a Kardashian, so I cannot comment on that.
I guess something about how
both of them.
I guess something about how her new album was like it's about Kim Kardashian, supposedly.
I'm not giving her any more attention than
you need. Derek, do you know anything about this?
No clue.
Not off my head.
Okay, all right. Moving on. TikTok. TikTok is now officially on its countdown to being banned in America.
I saw that with like couple days ago, huh?
Bigger problems to worry about, America.
Yeah. It just seemed like they needed some kind of bipartisanship agreement, and this is the one they came up with.
But it's actually looking like it could really happen, huh?
Well, based on the fact that it's law, but yeah, it definitely could happen.
I know a lot of people were saying in the beginning, oh, well, the Senate's not going to pass. It'll be fine. And then like,
They passed it as far as they snuck into a larger bill or something like that, right?
They did.
That's one of those things where they can decide. It's one of those things where they can decide whether to activate it or use it in months from now or something like that.
No. They gave a deadline, 9 months. They gave 9 months, months to divest from ByteDance or China, and or have 12 months if they're actually in the process of divesting from China. However, China and ByteDance have said they have no intention of selling TikTok, period. So where do you think the kiddies are going to go if TikTok doesn't exist?
But here's the thing, just with every social media, if for some reason it goes down, isn't someone just probably going to make some copycat come pop right up?
Yeah. Usually, yeah. But we have a lot of copycats already. You got.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not even quote unquote. I mean, not that I use it, but it's like I'm not even quote unquote worried. But like, I feel like whatever it goes down, someone else is just going to make some equivalent.
Yeah.
It's silly. I don't know if they're actually going to enforce it or anything like that. It's TikTok is just too big at this point. I think it's gotten to a point where it's like too big to fail and stuff like that. It's just silly. And to go to what Derek said, there's always going to be once something gets shut down, there's always going to be some sort of vacuum and then something will come in and fill and stuff like that. It's silly.
I think the difference here is that the four of us have all experienced that based on our age. Mm-hmm. The kids today, how many of the stuff that they're on have actually gone away?
Oh my God, you're right.
Right? This might be their first major thing that went away under their watch.
Well, they gotta get that first heartbreak in.
R.I.P. Vine. Yeah. Nothing will ever fill the hole that Vine left in my heart.
And this is actually it's a little bit different. It's the government stepping in and shutting something down, which is actually unprecedented. Things have gone away, but the market has sort of decided what bad business practices the government stepping in and stuff like that. It's really weird. It's just really bad what they're trying to do. It's like what Anna said. They have nothing else to do. There's nothing else going on. Something like that.
Yeah, bigger it's like, problems. It's election year. Yeah. Let's not alienate the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you all are saying, it's like, why are you doing this? And will it actually get shut down? The thing is, though, is that they passed it into law, so it will get shut down. The countdown is on, right? And my only question really is like, where else are the kids going to go? I mean, we went through, like, MySpace going away, Friendster going away, Vine was mentioned.
The market will decide itself. I mean, the thing is, we're at 2024. We have so many different avenues for like internet and search and social media. So something's going to happen.
None of you guys want to make a prediction at all. I'm going to make a prediction. I think it's going to be major. I think it's going to be YouTube Stories. Oh, YouTube Stories? YouTube Shorts.
I think it's going to be something called Hippity Skippity.
So you're in the camp of like, it's going to be something new.
What is this hiding? Because it's like, it's putting less attention on this TikTok. What is this deflecting from? Oh,
everything else.
I wonder what.
Yeah, everything else. But my guess is YouTube Shorts is what people are going to do. Because, I mean, a lot of the kids are already on YouTube. It almost seems like a natural transition for them to just go to YouTube Shorts. So, yeah. Okay. Speaking of the kiddies, here's another headline. Some Gen Zers would rather take a chance on a new app then use embarrassing Instagram if TikTok gets banned. Oh, okay. Well, there you go then. So more reason for it going to YouTube Story, YouTube Shorts then, not Instagram. So yeah.
I'm an Insta girly, so ow.
In other government internet news, net neutrality is apparently back. Apparently, ooh. When net neutrality, you don't even know what that is.
Yeah, remember this is the thing through the Trump administration. Yeah.
They got rid of net neutrality, which is supposed to make the internet pretty much essentially available for everybody without any hoops and, you know, whatever. So now the FCC has restored net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
The open internet, as they call it.
This is why I listen to this show, to get educated.
You still haven't mentioned my favorite story from April. Are you almost there?
Oh, here, let me guess. Harvey Weinstein got his
justice for Weinstein. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
His thing appealed.
My guy.
He actually pulled it off. His lawyers actually pulled it off based on the technicality. Weinstein's charges were dropped, I guess. So right now, I think, as of this recording, I think right now, since the New York thing is dead, they're going to have to ship into LA to serve that time. Unless the New York thing also kills the LA thing. So this is still breaking news. As of this time, I have no idea what's going on. All I can say is that if he is actually released from jail, he's going to leave the country and stay away. That's his only option. So, yeah. All right. And my last story on my list here before we go to jumping story here is a drama under the K-pop world with HYBE and Adore. And Adore famously was created for New Jeans. And New Jeans releasing new songs this year. And now there's all this drama about Adore's CEO getting ousted because HYBE is saying that she's cheating or she wants to like remove their...
I don't know what any of those words
mean. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it's a big deal in the K-pop world.
Yeah.
So for you K-pop listeners, I don't know who you are. Yeah, I hear you. I'm also keeping track. So that happened in April. And now jumping. What is your April story that you wanted to share?
My favorite April story actually happened April 1st, the first day of April. It's the one where in Los Angeles, they stole, $33 million from a vault?
No, all right.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Didn't they steal it from a bank? It wasn't some sort of like big heist or anything. Somebody just had some sort of $33 million laying around. Like, and it's one of those things where they're not talking about, like, hey, where did this... Why is there this much money in storage somewhere?
This wasn't in a bank. It was essentially in like storage houses, essentially.
Yeah.
Right. They're saying.
So what else is in that storage house?
All right. So some people have kind of pinpointed what it possibly could be. It's money from marijuana sales.
There you go.
Right. Because if you go to a marijuana store. Banks don't want to deal with marijuana stores, so they have to put the money somewhere because it's not going to be banks.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of mattresses.
Yeah. So they're saying
it's notoriously hard to clean or to process like that much cash.
Yeah. Yeah. So it has to be, first off, it has to be an inside job. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, seriously.
And secondly, yeah, it's probably money from marijuana.
There you go. It's too much money, man. Much money to be sold. Yeah.
Okay. And there you go. And that's what's up with April. What's up? This, you can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage, who on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And Derek?
You can find me on Instagram and the Evil X at The Geek Potato.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found at whowhatwhereswhy.com. This episode... Oh, before I wrap things up, what was I going to say? I don't know. Yeah, Derek, are you going to stay in the next episode?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I forget how much your yours are like cool breezes you just go on through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, listeners, Derek will be on in the next episode as well. This was
episode... Oh, man, now they're not going to listen. They're going to... Oh, I'm tired of that guy.
This was episode 764 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping this episode under half an hour, guys. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Wears Why production. Look at that. 26 minutes. Love it.
Apparently, my Gatorade question didn't incite a long conversation. Okay.
I try to give it life.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I am here just to give content. So I gave content. So thank you. Good show, guys. We're done for the year. Wow. It was a great year of podcasting.
I gave my comment on my flavors.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to throw a random comment in. I'm just glad that those birds that you guys had for the longest time are gone.
Wait, what's the difference, John? Did you kill them or something?
No. I have the windows closed. And also, they're coming back for spring. They're not all the way back yet.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go then.
Wait, John, have we actually had your attention for like both these episodes, or do you have like,
not a really
on in the background?
Honestly, I screwed up a couple times on the movie wager thing because I was watching the basketball game at the same time.
Yep,
that's my fault. That's my bad.
No, but I the amount of times I'll be listening to the show and you'd be like, "What were you guys saying?" I was watching the game.
Yeah, I hear just enough to make a dick and fart joke.
Okay.
How was the trip?
It was okay.
Did you already record a whole thing about it?
Actually, I don't think we have, actually.
Oh, I think we have it. That's right. That was the part that I was like save a segment for Zhao Ming.
Yeah.
Completely forgot.
I have another segment to instead of that.
Didn't you go to, isn't Singapore where they did Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, it is. Yes.
So did you go on that big freaking bridge thingy?
The bridge thing?
I did not go on. That that's got like a bridge at the top of it? Oh, you did? No.
It's an infinity pool that connects.
No, but you went up there.
No, I can't go up there because you have to stay in that hotel to go up there. Yeah. That's the I did look at the price. The price per night for that hotel is like $1,600. And that hotel, hotel is incredible. I even go to there's three towers. I walked through one of them. Just you go in, you look up. It's incredible. It's just incredible. Feet of engineering and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, Singapore is like 100 degrees year round with humidity and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's ass hot there. So, but the thing is, when you walk into that hotel, it's like 70 degrees. You know what I mean? So for them to power the AC to cool it down to that point at that many people, it's incredible. And just it looks incredible. It goes up high like a million miles in the sky. It's just incredible. It's an incredible piece of engineering and stuff like that. And the view from the harbor and everything. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's probably almost the only thing I know about Singapore.
Yeah, that hotel and the food is great. And it's easy city to manage. But the downside is the humidity and stuff like that. It's too hot.
Didn't you guys say randomly that's like actually a really small country?
Relatively, yeah. It's only like 20 something square miles or something like that. So it's pretty easy to navigate.
So what is it like? Give it like a state equivalent.
Oh, I don't know. How small? It's like the Vatican. What do you think of that? It's like the Vatican. It's the size of the
Vatican. That is really small.
No, it's not that small. But it's pretty small. It's everything's connected within like this MRT, this system that's pretty easy to kind of navigate. You can use bus, taxi, and stuff like that. But also the neighborhood. I didn't do any of that, by the way. I mostly stayed in my hotel room because I stayed in Chinatown, which is like a very like a those food courts that they're famous for. There's like 5 food courts in China within walking distance of your hotel and stuff like that. So that's what I did. I mostly hung around, ate and stuff like that.
Dan, how are you supposed to like eat and walk that food off if you don't even have to go far?
No, because it's the humidity. The humidity will just destroy you and stuff like that. It's humidity is like way too much, man. It's just way too much.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of humidity.
Yeah, if you're a fan of food and kind of just hanging out and stuff like that, it's a good place to hang out. But if you're more into comfort and just like vibes or like not being wet and sticky all the time, it's not the place for you.
Well,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and surprisingly, I did not go to the red light district. I missed it.
It wasn't okay. Wait, now you're finding a reason for me to go.
So, yeah. So you're saying you went to the blue balls district?
Yeah, the blue ball, the not so nuts district. There is like a red light district. I think it's called Gayling or something like that. That's within the that was pretty close to where I've stayed, but I didn't go this time.
I think the last time I went to Singapore was I was age 6, so no, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.